valley, and she wash and iron other people's clothes, and she cleaned their house. And as a kid, I was a good kid. I waited at the bus stop for my mom to come home at night. And at a certain point, my mom stopped coming home on the bus at night because she was going to Fremont Adult School to get her GED. And she graduated from high school, and she went to Trade Tech College, and she went from Trade Tech, and she went to Cal State LA. And she graduated from college the same year as my younger brother, Ron. And I tell that story because that story illustrates for me a lot of the ethic I grew up with. I've always grown up with, you can be whatever it is you want to be, and you can do whatever it is you want to do. I grew up in the 60s, and for any people who are, and I see it's people in here from my era, and the 60s were an optimistic time. It was a changing and a turbulent time, but it was a time of possibility. It was a time when we would change this world. We would do something different, and I was going to be an asset to my community, and I've always been a brother that thought I would leave footprints. I've always been somebody that thought I would do something important and significant in this world, and I'm a high achiever, and so as a result of that, I kind of grew up with that thinking. My dad was an alcoholic. I'm not going to be like him. Class president, student body president, straight-A student, most of my school career, and so at 18 years old, I go off to college, and so I'm at this major university, and I discover, you know, Bill, when he talked about, you know, veteran of foreign wars, he said in the midst of the excitement, he discovered alcohol, you know, and so in the midst of the excitement, and you know, I'm at this major university, I'm 18 years old, it's 1971, I'm not drinking to be somebody, you know, when Leslie say, I always cut off sentences, but you know, my synapses be firing, and I go to another thought, and I'm 69 years old, you guys, so I gotta go there real fast, or I'll lose it, right? So it'll fire me in another direction, you know. And so I was thinking of you hear a lot of people when they talk about drinking, you know, that it made them somebody other than what they were. And when we get in our third step, I'm not going to step on your step, I promise. I promise. You know, but somebody in the third step is going to talk about relieve me of the bondage of self. And then when we talk about four and five, we're going to talk about manifestations of self that we talk about relieve me of. But even more fundamentally than the self we talk about in our steps, fundamentally, I've been a guy bound up in self all my life. Didn't know. I've always been a guy, you know, Leslie is fired. Or, you know, Beth and Stacy, they can tell you that. She will not stop talking, you know. I've always been an introvert. I'm not a spontaneous guy. I don't have words. I get, you know, I'm socially awkward sometimes in one-on-one situations. Adults used to say, what do you think? And I'd be tongue-tied, and I couldn't come up with it. You know, I was scared of girls. I was this painfully shy guy, and painfully shy really translates into overly self-conscious, and this self-consciousness wore on me early on. I've always been a guy that was wrapped up so tightly wound, overly serious, you know, and so this business of freedom from bondage itself, when I discovered liquor at 18 years old, you know, I've never thought, even though I was painfully shy, and even though I didn't have words inside of me, because I got this other thing working all the time, you know, I got this, inferior air that I'm, and you know, this inferiority complex I masked with a superior air. A friend of mine, Leslie's first sponsor, used to say, you know, and that describes me to a T, because I'm painfully shy, I don't have words, but inside of me I'm thinking, ooh, but if Ralph White came out, he would have something to say to you, you know, you really would look good knowing what it is. So I'm running stuff up in here, but it ain't coming out of here, right? But when I start drinking, you know, and when I talk about we train, you know, body parts, I've trained my, not only my feet, trained my ears, you know, so I can listen in Alcoholics Anonymous. And new friends, when we talk about training our ear, the shortcut way we say it in Alcoholics Anonymous is listen for the similarities. And I've been listening for similarities so long, I can hear them from anybody. You know, I got a friend, and a lot of you guys have heard it now because it goes around a lot. But I had a lady friend a long time ago, and she said when she started drinking, it made her prettier, wittier, and tittier. Now, and I identified, right? However, that is not really my story. It didn't make me somebody else. It made the real Ralph come out and play. So I'm drinking at 18 years old, and so I'm running with a fast crowd. I'm green. I don't know a lot, you know, so they would put me down in the game. I didn't know. I'm late to the party, but when I got there, I was there, right? I'm not overnight alcoholic.